we are at the Olympic shooting range where Mike Nicholson is shooting in the double trap. Currently, they've done three rounds, and there are two more rounds remaining, and he is currently ranked at number 20 out of the 22 entries that are there. It's quite a very competitive slot of entries, considering it is also featuring the record holder, Greg Britton, Tim Kinley. And there is also a number of very good shooters there.
And also, we saw the Mighty Warriors falling yesterday to Australia 6-1. What is their fate now?
The provision that the Zimbabwe Olympic Committee and Team Zimbabwe as a team has put in place is that whoever is done with their event will be going back. So the Mighty Warriors will be leaving Salvador, going to Sao Paulo, where they will then connect to go to Zimbabwe and probably arrive on Friday afternoon around 1 in the afternoon or around 12 in the afternoon. Then we have equestrian Camilla Kruger and the coach. They are leaving tomorrow, going back to Britain, where they are resident, to the UK. And then we also have Gavin and his coach. Gavin is the archer. He's also going back. So as events complete, part of the team will be leaving.
And who is left in Team Zimbabwe that you are hopeful will bring home the medals?
We're still looking forward to tomorrow's 200-meter backstroke for Kirsty Coventry. She'll be going in tomorrow for that event in the morning, and then the semifinals are in the evening. It looks a little bit hard, but we are positive that she might pull a surprise because this has been her signature event. We have Maikin doing rowing. She will be back on the 18th for the semifinals. She is a very potential candidate for us to go for a medal finish.